All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you guys see the Texas Tech fan being, I can't even say escorted out. He was carried out with a police officer on each limb after he hurled a beer onto the court. Texas Tech, there was a damn near riot because a Texas player went Terry Tate off his linebacker on a Red Raider. Game was out of hand. I think Texas was up 25. Texas Tech's coach had to get on the mic and be like, look, we're going to have to forfeit if you guys don't stop acting like animals and hillbillies here. Stop throwing things on the floor. But two insane behind half court buzzer beaters last night in basketball, one by Max Strus with the Cavs, and one by Nevada at Colorado State. I only bring it up to ask this question. I couldn't help but think about, is that not the lousiest way to lose a game in any sport? I mean, if you give up a bomb in baseball, you just lose the game. Mm-hmm. It happens. Football, I mean, a field goal, a touchdown, like it's a normal play. Hockey, you could say puck luck and say, well, a deflection or something, but that's so ingrained in the sport that the bizarre to a fringe fan is simply the normal to a hockey fan. A 60-foot heave is a circus shot. That's not even skill-based. Max Strus, his arms almost flew out of socket trying to reach the basket, and it goes in. Like, is that the worst singular way to lose any sporting contest on the planet? Tied. Ooh, let me hear with what?
With the Hail Mary. And I'm talking a Hail Mary.
I got to think about that.
Kind of like the pitch back and forth type of thing.
It is called Hail Mary for a reason, so I guess.
Where there's really no chance you put 10 people in the end zone, and you make sure. I'm like, from over 50 yards where the quarterback just heaves it and just throws it.
So let me ask this question. Like, is the Hail Mary more or less legitimate because at least the defense is allowed to do something about it? Like, when you throw a moon ball at a basket.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to stop it. It's just in the cosmos.
That's normally something you win like 10 grand for a halftime.
Hey, you have free books. Right. Believe me, this is not some argument. It's just I saw the two highlights and I'm like, oh my God. They showed this one girl, like a Colorado State fan, and you just saw her life end. And you're like, that
is. You know what? No. You may be correct. And here's why. Because at least with a Hail Mary, there's always the chance that the ball could get tipped and weird, kind of like the puck luck. The weird things can happen. It's a football. But on a 60, 70-foot shot.
Strus looked like he was 65 feet.
You're thinking, okay, this is it. We just got to wait for the ball to land and we win. What do you mean it just went in?
Uh-oh. See, on surface, I hear what you're saying. Yes, the regular. But last night, Strus was on fire. So he's looking at an ocean right there.
Stop. David.
He's looking at an ocean.
I sound like Stephen A. Smith over here. David, clearly.
There's only one person that I would say you can't leave Steph Curry that wide open.
David, he wasn't even across half court now. This was a full-blown win books for the semester heave.
That's why I said on surface I hear what you're saying.
It's the same damn thing. Look, State losing on a buzzer beater Sunday. No, that was just a play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He just threw the ball in. It was a
three-pointer.
Yes. I'm talking about a YOLO ball where you 60 feet.
Yeah, you're shooting it from the opposing team's free throw line.
Like, do you remember Butler versus Duke? And yes. Butler almost hit that. Like, if you lost a game on that heave and lost a national title, that's an all-time loss. Like, the Hail Mary thing, I still feel like it's usually your fault if it happens. It's not your fault if a guy throws up a shot.
Well, no, for the Hail Mary, it's normally, I mean, think about it. It's like the ball bounces some, like, think of the play with Keith Nichol when the ball bounces off the face mask of the tight end, goes into his hand. He has to now fight for to score the touchdown. Weird things can happen, but for that shot, you're not guarding the person because Lord knows you don't want to foul because,
It was wild seeing two buzzer beaters last night, one in college, one in pro, and they were both heaves. They weren't shots. They weren't a Khalid El-Amin floater in the lane.
Like the buzzer beater that the Kentucky guy hit, that was just a nice shot.
That's just Reed Sheppard doing Reed Sheppard things.
Well, yeah, you don't.
Why can't Tom recruit a guy like that? Yes, David.
Because Tom hates you.
No, I was going to say.
He called me this morning. He said, "Tell Mike I hate him."
You definitely don't believe it's going in because the guy for the Dallas Mavericks who hits what he thought was the game winning layup, he's already celebrating going down the court. He's like, "It's no way." Mm-hmm. Well, there's a way.
So, yeah, a buddy of mine just sent me something. It's kind of like the Duke Grand Hill to Christian Laettner play where you have to throw it all.
Yeah.
Like so many things have to happen.
I don't think I've
correctly.
Ever seen that play since where you complete the Hail Mary in basketball to a player who then shoots it.
Has to turn and shoot.
That was the one time it's ever happened in my life. Anytime I see teams attempt it now, it usually ends up bouncing off a cheerleader's head or hitting a dude selling roasted almonds. They don't even keep it in the field of play. Concourse. You're like, what the hell was that?
Okay, and this is back when, I guess, State was good. I still can't believe to this day that Delvon Rowe ducked when Draymond threw the ball to Corey Lucius.
Maryland.
And instinct says you catch the ball. He just ducked. It was the right thing to do, but instinct says you catch that thing.
But it's still a shot. That's still a play.
No, this was because you're not guarding the person. Because at this point,
even when Trey
Burke beat you,
even when Trey Burke hit the shot against Kansas, it was still Trey Burke.
Right, it was a deep shot.
But that's what Trey did. These heaves.
If you cross half court, then that's one where
these heaves, you're inconsolable.
The coach is going to say, "Let him shoot the ball. Do not foul. Stay away." I mean, you're told, stay away from him.
Yeah,
get out of his way.
Check out the highlights if you didn't see either.
Maybe Evan Turner's shot against Michigan.
I knew you were going to bring that shot up.
Where they threw the ball.
In the
up
Big Ten tournament
the last
game.
Time. They threw the ball up the court. Evan Turner turns, catch, shoots, bang.
Man, I wish we still had the radio call that. That used to be a feature of this show.
Really?
I hated that call.
You just hate to see it.
Oh!
All right, let's get a little football in the mix. And then I think we need to talk about our hockey team in this town. I'll give you a choice. Red Wings, my Red Wings, or L'Jarius Sneed. You pick. Dealer's choice. Top of the hour. Okay. Next, we'll get a little football regardless. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.